Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Yo-ho!
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you?
Yo-ho!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Fishy.
A big greeting to Tim Bertina, who's listening up in the wilds. Can you turn down the send on that?
Yeah,
that's kind of
super piercing loud.
That is blasting.
You bet.
Do you hear that? By the way,
the send is different than the level.
Well,
of the
Oscar
board.
Was complaining about it too.
It was loud
on your end.
Right, how about this?
Yo ho!
Still loud.
You think?
Yeah.
If anybody was counting.
Much
44 seconds into the show, we are giving Rob a hard time.
By the way, between piercing and it's okay, I didn't change anything. So let's go with what Oscar says.
I saw you.
I didn't move it.
You don't think that I know your all-time tell of moving your hands and touching buttons and not moving them?
Mike, I've watched that for decades. I give you more credit than you think.
I've watched that for a very long time. But has anybody been playing on the audio board at all? Has anybody been doing that?
I think a pony snuck in last night. With a jar of olives. Yep. And,
all the time, yeah. I just mess around. Pretty
anyway,
dials.
Tim Bertina, play it one more time. I know you like it.
Yo-ho!
Oh, Mike, I bet it's an all-new show this year. And after you go to... where did we have that delicious seafood dinner that we ate outside?
Ruth and Wimpy's?
Yeah, Ruth and Wimpy's. It's just up the road from Ruth and Wimpy's. And you can still be smelling of drawn butter when you pull into her lumberjack wonderland.
Isn't it great? You can have your early sups up and then blast on over to the Lumberjack show with Tim Bertina.
And Wimpy is so nice.
Oh, Wimpy is a really delightful man. He is. It's you know what, Mike? His personality, I never met the other guy, but I have to admit that my thought of meeting Wimpy, he's just like Walt Disney.
Well, the other guy would be Ruth, his wife.
Oh,
Ruth.
No, so. The other guy meant Walt Disney, you see.
Oh, Walt Disney.
Yeah, Ruth is also like Walt Disney. They both are.
She's magic in the kitchen. That's
she is.
Sure.
That's right. Her Imagineers are making shrimp.
And, of course, when I head up north, it's always the big question, will they be open? Because every year I say to him, I say, hey, Wimpy, how you doing? Oh, Jesus Christ, this is the last year I'm going to do this. He's kind of the basis for a certain character that I do on a regular basis.
They've been doing. How long have they been there, though? And they always threaten to close.
Yeah, and everybody up there, they're salt of the earth, the people from the great state of Maine.
Salt.
And I look forward to spending even more time with them this year and the people that are salt of the earth. But there's a negativity. There's a delightful, wonderful sensibility, a reality
to
these people.
The whole state, really, they're sort of negative.
People think, Maine, pine trees, beautiful. No, it's a hard state to grow up in and to live in. It really is. It's difficult, and they have difficult winters, and a lot of men rely on the sea to make their living, then you know how tough that is. All you have to do is watch Deadliest Catch.
Yeah, Wimpy relies on the sea, doesn't he? She does the cooking.
Which means we should start the mailbag right now with a Bert and I joke. Would you like to do that?
Oh yeah, hold it. We got to play the theme.
All right, here we go. It's all about you, not about us. It's all about you.
One time.
Please don't do that.
I'm a farmer in a field. Rob, ask me, farmer. Does it matter which road I take to East Vassalboro?
Hey, farmer, does it matter which way I take to East Vassalboro?
Not to me, it don't.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's the Bert and I. An album that does not hold up. Had that in the car.
Yeah, but you know what? You can buy the cassette in any number of gas stations up there. It's always available.
Fantastic. Let's get right to it. Sarah Waldman turns 30-something this Friday. It's a great age and a great TV show. Yes, 30-something.
Remember it?
Never watched it.
Timothy Bottoms, I believe, right?
Sure was popular.
Yeah, redhead.
Mike Kangle. Rhymes with strangle.
Or dangle it.
Turn the big 47 this weekend, and we'd love a dumb DJ voice birthday greeting. Okay, a dumb DJ voice birthday greeting. Rob, I'll let you do that. You're good at doing the dumb DJ voice. All right.
Hey, have a great birthday, and it's 62 and sunny.
before you should have mentioned the name. It's Mike Kangle.
Yeah, the name.
The name. See, the whole name is he
well,
wants
Mike,
to have
the
his name pronounced
he's
like
a dumb DJ.
Mike Kangle.
There it is.
Get some cold water for Mr. Speedway today. Warm congrats to John Parker, who won 3 gold medals this past Saturday at the Special Olympics. Let's give him a round of applause.
Nice.
Way to go, John.
Very
good
nice.
Work. Good job. The 100-meter dash, the 440 relay, and the shot put. His family is proud beyond words. Well, so are we. John Parker,
good job.
Congratulations. Way to go. You're the man. Luke Justice just turned 29, and justice for all. Is that yours?
Yeah, it is. Because we had a justice last week. I couldn't say, you know, is it justice or just us?
Ooh. Yes, that's fantastic. Happy belated birthday wishes to Heidi Harris. Make sure when Heidi Harris is driving down to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge that she stops by the fabulous Whitehall Inn and enjoys some of Heidi Harris's famous fruit fritters. It's nice to know any lady named Heidi.
Isn't
Thank
it?
You. Longtime listener Tim Fitzgerald, not to be construed. Oh, no, I'm not going to do
no,
that.
No, 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 it doesn't work.
Longtime listener Tim Fitzgerald is celebrating a birthday, so happy birthday, Mr. Tim, from all your old friends in the ice cream parlor.
I don't know if that's code or not. It just sounds dirty. All your old friends at the parlor.
It's horrible the way we take something so innocent, like an ice cream parlor, and suddenly it just sounds like there's some issue with Tim Fitzgerald.
Well, I think that has to do with what's going on in the back room of the parlor, Mike.
Emery Lundberg has a lot to say. I guess the primary thing would be, get me back to Scandinavia. anyway, first he congratulates his wife, Liz Lundberg.
Right.
Oh, Liz Lundberg will be joining Heidi Harris on the way down to the Bay Bridge to have some Whitehall's fruit fritters.
Mm.
Sorry about that. Liz getting her PhD in English from the University of Iowa.
Nice.
He's also says happy third birthday to his daughter, Prudence. Oh, dear Prudence.
Yes. Love Won't you come name. Out to play?
Who always asks for MikeOMaraShow.com at bath time.
Yay!
Oh, that's sweet.
Hooray for the Lundbergs.
Wouldn't that
Good
be better
stuff.
If that was reversed? If the kid was getting a PhD and the mom
and the wife asked for TMOs at bath time, yes, it would.
Yes.
All right. Cool. Hey. Aaron Keeney is 35 today and has this to say, quote, for the first few months of listening, I assumed that Todd Moore was a financial backer of the show. It was a few months later that I realized the Moore in Moore Network was not the Tesla-driving app mogul, patent troll warrior, but instead must be an acronym for Mike Oscar Rob Entertainment, or something.
Well, it's not that at all. It's Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment. We say it at the front of every show.
Every show.
Yes. Yeah.
And unfortunately, you'd say, well, why not Mike O'Mara Podcast Entertainment? And then our acronym would be MOPE.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
That's Pony's company.
Yeah. That's right. MOPE Productions. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and assorted interns, I would like to officially announce that Friday, May 15th will be the day I will be long past my douchebag 30.
Yay.
He's graduating. Nice.
Exiting my life has passed me by 40s and entering my it just hurt to get out of bed 50s.
Oh, no.
It won't be long until I get to my what am I still doing here 60s. I love the show. Keep up the great work. Barry Zabel.
Barry.
Birthday,
hello, boys. Our next letter. I would like to wish happy birthday to my husband, Mike Deaver. Mike Deaver, wasn't he a presidential assistant to Ronald Reagan?
I believe he was, yeah.
Not the same guy. Michael Deaver.
No, different fellow.
He turns 48 on May 18th. We live in New Brunswick, Canada, just above Maine. Oh, stop it! That's New Brunswick. That's close to... I can drive up to New Brunswick on the
weekend.
Well,
if you do, bring a handgun because it's the enemy.
Oh, stop that. Just above Maine, Trailer Town, each weekend during the summer to the Pine Tree State. That's wonderful. Mike and I listen to all your shows and recently became the 00001% addition to your bonus show listenership. For those of you who don't subscribe, you don't know what you're missing. I'll say.
Yeah, hear.
Thank you, friend.
Anyway, could Oscar please do his impression of Rob wishing Mike a happy birthday? Is that Mike Deaver? I would assume.
Yeah, Mike Deaver.
Mike
Deaver.
Right. And this is from Mary Deaver, who wants Oscar to wish Mike Deaver a happy birthday in Rob's voice, Oscar.
Heidi ho, Mike! You have a boss birthday today!
Thank you so much. Hi, guys. My name is Meredith Scheibel.
Oh, hello, Ms. Scheibel.
And I turned 30 on May 9th. I grew up always hearing your voices because my parents were loyal listeners. Now I'm a stay-at-home mom who plays the show for my kids. Hey, that's the way we like it.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, Rob, if you will, where can I go to grab a drink for my birthday? Thanks for everything you do, Meredith. Where can she go get some
She clued me in on what she wanted me to say, and I will say, hey, Meredith, if it's not too far, hop in your car and go to a bar.
Oh, there, is that what she wanted?
That's what she wanted. Okay. Some people don't. She's a stay-at-home mom. The bar's very low.
God love her. Mike, Rob, and Oscar, I wanted to take a minute to thank you for the copious amount of entertainment you bring me. I found the show shortly after moving to Maryland in 2007, and I have not stopped listening since. As you are reading this, I am driving across the country with 12 meteorology students and two other professors on a two-week storm-chasing course.
Wow. Ooh. How great is
that? Well, let me tell you, I mean, from the weather I've been watching, they've gotten their opportunities, mm-hmm. haven't they?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's scary. That's really neat.
Two whole seasons.
We actively seek out some of the most violent weather in the country, all in the name of education and science. Probably a pretty good thrill, too.
Yeah.
But when there are no storms to chase, the planes are boring. Thank goodness I have you guys to keep me entertained. Thanks for all that you boys do. Sincerely, Dustin Devine. Well, hold on a second.
If you're a storm chaser, wouldn't you want to call yourself Dusty?
Dusty. Mm. Well, if it was for the purposes of this commercial, please join Dusty Devine. what's the Lundberg lady?
Liz Lundberg.
Okay, join Dusty Devine, Liz Lundberg, and Heidi Harris as they travel down to the Bay Bridge for some fruit fritters.
Ah, yeah.
That's Dustin Devine of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Proud member of the bonus show subscribers.
Oh,
way
nice.
Too low. I like that. And here is our last letter here. Recently, recently my wife and I took a long-awaited vacation to Washington, D.C. As it turned out... That deserves applause.
Hey, who loves our nation's capital?
Why not?
Way to support your town. After a week of sightseeing, we had a free day before we had to leave. We had the following discussion. Me, what shall we do? There's the Air and Space Museum, the National Gallery, cruising restaurants downtown. Wife, I'd like to see Manassas. I want to see if it's as awful as Mike always says it is. Me, okay. So off we went. To keep this brief, allow me to share just four lasting impressions of Manassas. Great letter. One, it is idiotically far away. As it turns out, when you angrily shout, I thought this was a suburb of D.C., where the hell is it? You are roughly one-third of the way there.
That's the place, Mike.
Two words, Peruvian chicken.
Yep.
Number three. The Klein family has an amazing business empire. If you eat too much ice cream at Klein's Freeze, they'll get one last sale from you down the road at Klein's Headstones.
I love this. He was right in the drugstore district.
Oh, God. Number four. Overall, my wife thought Manassas was cute.
Oh.
Well, isn't that wonderful? I'm still trying to figure out which parts she was referring to. So, all in all, Mike, congrats on getting out. And, Rofo, my condolences. Brad Lemley. Rob, start the show, you hump.
Nice.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, we have the basketball playoffs and the hockey playoffs happening. I always love whenever there's a best of seven series because then I get to hear my favorite sports reporter question. Would you consider this a must-win game? You know, they always feel like they have to say yes. Yeah, we want to win it. It's very important, you know. Got our uniforms on it. Anyway, might as well try. But it's not always the right answer, man. It's a math question. I wish I would answer that question honestly. It's a best of seven. You're down one game to nothing. Would you consider this a must-win game? No. No, we can lose tonight. We can lose tomorrow night, too. We don't want to, but that wasn't your question. You asked if it was a must-win game, and if you'd ever taken a rudimentary math class, you'd already know the magic number's three. When you're down three, then you must win them or you're out.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Robin, a little tribute to the Caps fans who are going to be going through it tonight with a Game 7 against the Rangers. And I'll be watching that one to myself.
Topicality.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. There. You do, Plant. You do.
Who wants to listen to the podcast? Is it funny? Are you going to laugh?
Well, I love Betty Davis. That's my favorite impression that Rob does.
You have to read the spot. Read it, or you don't get your money.
So true.
We're waiting. There isn't enough time.
Oh, I can't do it.
Take a breath. Who wants a drink?
Oh, God. Okay. Cody, the show today, you need to get that old shot of Betty Davis up there.
Oh, it will.
Oh, what a drag. It's all going to be downhill from here. The show today is brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. I love my Sleep Number. You will love your Sleep Number. Go into a Sleep Number store. Do it this weekend. Do it for me. And tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. They're not real, you know, nasty to me about that if you don't. But if you do, it's really nice.
Helps
my
out.
Own family went into a Sleep Number store, bought a beautiful Sleep Number bed for my mom-o, my 95-year-old mom. And she has really improved her health by sleeping on a Sleep Number bed. You can too. Every Sleep Number store is the place to go where you'll find Sleep Number beds with Sleep IQ technology that tracks your sleep using dual layer technology inside the bed. Sleep IQ tells you exactly how to have the best sleep of your life. Nothing to wear, nothing to turn on, and all you have to do is sleep. Now, my Sleep Number setting is an 85. Guess what, Mrs. O'Mara's? I say the same thing every day.
65?
It's an 85, too.
What?
Oh, nice.
How about that, huh? Hurry into a Sleep Number store where you can save $500 on a Sleep Number Memorial Day Special Edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to lay a finger aside of your nose and go, Mike O'Mara should be.
Nice.
Beautiful. It is a big night for hockey fans. Everybody knows that I'm a huge hockey fan. I have, when I left Washington, D.C., after another horrible season from the Washington Capitals, I was saying to myself, I'm going to use this opportunity to break off from my hockey team.
I remember you threatening to do this. And they were your adopted hockey team. When you moved to D.C., you chose to be a big supporter.
I still, to this day, I have to, with full disclosure, I watch the Caps games with less pain when the opponent scores a goal simply because I feel as soon as I go all in emotionally, they're going to screw
me.
Sure. And there's nothing in this Rangers series that's showing me anything different, okay?
Yeah.
The only thing about this Rangers series is you don't get this from professional athletes anymore. It doesn't happen. And that's the guarantee of the win. And the captain of the Washington Capitals, Alex Ovechkin, came on and said, the guarantee, we're going to win this series.
At least that's what people think he said.
He said something about breaking them.
No. That was Rocky IV.
Breaking.
I have a question for you, Mike. Let's go back six games in this series.
Six games. Yeah.
When you go back six games in the series, and you wrote several times on Facebook, despite a win or a loss, you said, I'm really impressed with the quality of play.
Zang.
Yes. Yeah. Tell me more about that, because I'm not a hockey aficionado, so I want to know what makes it so great.
All right. The best way I can explain
this
it is...
This is a great question.
Thank you.
I'm watching... we'll do a little... Roll those tapes for the WJFK audition right now. Roll those tapes for the WJFK weekend audition.
Weekends.
Yes, talking about
you're better than weekends.
Yeah, I'd never do it. Wouldn't go back. Sorry. Anyway, but here's the thing. I switch over because I'm a huge baseball fan and a huge hockey fan, you know?
Right.
All the ethnically diverse sports.
Of course. Forget you like golf.
Yeah, I like golf, too.
Did you see that's real right. sports about baseball? Just quick sidebar.
Oh yeah,
there's only as far as minorities or African Americans, only 8% of all of Major League Baseball.
I think we either in the audio vault or a show open we did Chris Rock's monologue about it.
Okay, perfect.
That is fantastic.
And Real Sports has done a piece on it where they are very concerned about now the television revenues are up. I think the crowds are still good, but there's a lack of diversity, and it's affecting them because the players are Latino and white, they want to get some more African-Americans involved in the sport, and they're trying to actually get some interest in the inner cities and mine some of these areas for great talent. We'll see what happens with that. So the difference between playoff hockey, between the Rangers and the Caps, and then would be this. I'm watching this, and Doc Emmerich, who's a fantastic play-by-play guy, is going,
right.
Well, now they break out of the zone right now, and it's an exit over to Backstrom. Backstrom coming across, and oh, a save by Erik Lundqvist. You know, and it's just incredible. I don't know if it's Erik Lundqvist or not. It's Lundqvist, the goalie for the
Rangers. It's Emery Lundberg, Mike.
It's Emery Lundberg. So, and then you turn it over to baseball, and it's like,
wop, 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 wop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you realize that
you can go
demeanor.
Run an errand and come back and say, oh, nothing happened. Weird.
And it pisses me off because my Red Sox kind of slipping into irrelevancy again this year.
Though Bryce Harper's putting on a show for the Nats fans.
He's doing a good job. The Nats are doing fine, but
I'm
a Red Sox fan.
Didn't you guarantee a Red Sox World Series victory this year?
He did.
Yes,
I believe you did. I believe you did.
Yes, but
where do I cash in on that?
It ain't going to happen. Not the way they're playing right now, but it's a long season. Oh, isn't that a cliche?
Sure.
Sports cliche. This level of playoff hockey, and I said this, win, lose, or draw, is some of the best I've seen. And I have watched a ton of it. I've watched it live. I've watched series. I watched multiple, like, five overtime games.
Everybody
when the
wants
Caps were on the losing end.
They want to win it.
They want to win it. Yeah. Everybody out there on that ice wants to win, and that is something truly special. There is no quarter given to anybody who's dogging it. It's just the culture of the league. And let me tell you something. In the NFL, in Major League Baseball, in the NBA, I'll use golf as an example. You get guys out there that are cashing checks.
Oh, my God, yep. All the time.
In the NHL, you don't last. You cannot play a playoff hockey game for the New York Rangers or the Washington Capitals and dog it and be anywhere else but sitting your ass on the bench the next game. And it's fun to watch because they're killing each other. They're tearing each other apart trying to get these goals. And the goalies are standing on their head, too. They're doing a nice job. It's fantastic. And tonight's
This is a relatively recent phenomenon for the Caps? They haven't played like this in the past?
I have watched the Capitals for many, many years. And I think anybody that listens to the show, we have many Caps fans that listen to this show. And they'll tell
you
the same
Stillwell,
thing.
William Stillwell, Mike.
William Stillwell. Goat will tell you when he's not going, let's go, Caps.
When he's not saying, I want more ginger ale and
amaretto.
Amaretto, that's it.
Big, hairy, bearded goat. That's one of our friends. He stands up with his Caps jersey, leads the entire arena in a massive Let's Go Caps chant.
Yes.
He comes to my house and says, can I have a little ginger ale for my amaretto? study in contrast is what it is. He knows it as much as anybody.
Wonderful man.
Very, very good guy. And it's just a lot of fun. And so I am back on the bandwagon. I've watched every one of these playoffs. I watched the last game against the Islanders, and I've watched every Rangers game, too. But I have not. Let's just say, you'll notice that my Facebook posts are a little tempered, guys.
Sure.
Because you guys remember the ones where it's just like, Carl Alsner should just get on a bus and leave effing town. I don't write them
What happened to your minor league team you had out there?
They, they played a sixth game last night or the night before. I think it was, they are in the
finals. Is it the
finals
Blades?
In there, the Everblades.
Yeah, Everblades.
The Florida Everblades.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
They're in the finals of what?
They were the
best name.
Whatever. I think it's
you're a big fan. I see.
Yeah. Now stop. No, I'm not a big fan. That's the answer to your question. I went to the season opener. Didn't like the quality of hockey, and so
Well, they have to wait. The season is different because they have to wait for the swamp to freeze over.
Rob, can I have a little music for Florida Everblades hockey?
Oh,
please?
You bet. Yeah, give me a second.
I would like to give an update on what they're doing. All right.
Sure.
Here we go. All right. Here we go.
I thought you got a shirt, a hat. You're all there.
I hexed him even when I wasn't talking to him.
Oh, no, even better than you thought?
Yeah, unfortunately. Okay, here it goes.
The team shuttered.
The Kelly Cup. Oh, that's what it's called.
They all wear one, don't they?
The Kelly Cup will not be returning to Southwest Florida.
Oh my!
Unfortunately, the Stingrays ended the Everglades season with a victory in game number 6. And no, I'm not going to subscribe to your newspaper to get that story. Thank you very much.
It's sad news. Appreciate sad it, news
man.
Indeed.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. So the Blades unfortunately didn't do it. It's
you've
it's
got the caps.
They're not going to win the Meth Cup this year.
Hey, welcome to the Game 7 of the Methamphetamine Cup here. Fantastic. You know, a little note to your newspapers out there.
Yes. Okay?
You're not so important that people are going to do that, where they're going to give you their valuable information.
Man.
Just give us the information.
Please.
Okay? When you got to log
don't
in just,
make me
just to see the actual content.
Yeah. You got what I needed.
You know what I love? I love Skip Ad. Skip Ad is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
When
you
say, you know, and you're watching the thing about how great the Washington Times is, but you just skip it, and then you're done. That's,
as long as you don't skip the ads on the show.
Like, no. I'm talking about on the internet one that's put an ad in front of you when you want to get to something print. That's
right. Okay.
I hate commerce, Mike. Let me tell you.
Let's go. Let's go, Caps. And Alex Ovechkin, I hope you're a hero, not a goat tonight. And Nicklas Backstrom, I swear to God, you better have the game of your life tonight.
Yeah.
This is you, baby. I am somebody that says you have been there too long and you have been in the shadow.
Time to win, baby.
It is time for you to step up.
Future is now, Mike.
Right. And, by the way, Holtby, really, no pot before the game. All right.
Oh,
no marijuana.
Why mess with a successful formula?
He looks so much like a pothead. No, probably not. Probably never touched
it. He looks like, and to be fair to him, like he's stud clearly, right?
Sure.
Right.
But he looks like he just, like he's camped out. Like he thinks that the Occupy Wall Street's still going on. And he like walked off. Like,
Brayden Holtby, we're talking about. He is the goalie for the Washington Capitals. And man, he takes his little full face mask off every single opportunity he gets. And his face really looks like, no. No, I'm not, Mr.
Learning about
Cuba. Swear to God, I made so many saves the other night. It was bitchin'. So we'll have to wait and see. Let's go, Caps. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. I want to talk about fast food calories because my wife hit me to this last night, and I was very interested in this will be an educational segment on the program. We'll be right back.
Hello. My name Nikolai. I am very good friend of Mr. Big Shot Mike O'Mara. I met him in university when I did a 1-year exchange program from Moscow. He is a good guy and I don't forget. He was best wingman ever. He helped me get, as you Americans say, that ass. Very nice. Enough of history lesson. We talk business. All you listeners who still did not buy TMOS bonus packages, you do it now. For only $69.99, you get every bonus show and save 25%. This is very good deal. Buy bonus package. If not, you regret. And my other good friend, Kalashnikov, he will make visit to you. Vladimir. Dmitri, давай, давай!
Is that the same guy that did the Indian voice?
I believe so. Return business from Mr. Mike Brunner. Nice work, Mike.
Mike, we're not canceling your contract yet. Thanks for the stuff. We appreciate it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. FanDuel is changing the way people play fantasy baseball and making it more fun and more exciting than ever. That's because FanDuel.com is the leader in one-day fantasy sports league with immediately cash pay. I'm sorry. Let me start that again.
Okay.
No worries.
That's because FanDuel.com is the leader in one-day fantasy sports leagues with immediate cash payouts and entry fees that start at just $1. There is no season-long commitment and no upfront fees. If you have a fantasy team. You don't have to be saddled with it for the entire season. You can play today, win tonight.
Yes.
It's that easy. James from Columbus, Texas, he turned $3 into $10,000. FanDuel.com is handing out more than $2.5 million every single day this MLB season, but you can't win if you don't play. And don't forget, FanDuel.com has great fantasy action for the NHL and NBA playoff games, too. Just go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and use our code TMOS and sign up today. Here's a special offer for new users. Every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match up to $200 that gets earned as you play. It's that easy. That's a bonus of up to $200. And people win big money
on
FanDuel.
All the time.
The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use the code TMOS. Just remember to enter TMOS at FANDUEL.com, where every day is a brand new season. So welcome back to the show. That guy's terrific, and we appreciate people sending us promos for the show. It's a lot of fun.
Keep it up.
And yeah, absolutely.
Keep sending them. We love having them.
So Mrs. O'Mara has been disciplining me in many, many different areas.
4.1 miles this morning for Mrs. O'Mara.
Yeah, and she
ran. Are you following that on the Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See the post? I like it right away, and then I go to Mike's page, and I see nothing.
I don't put it up. I don't put it up there, and I could, if I did, people would see. Just don't.
How many miles
one area where I don't
do you go?
Well, usually I do 2 miles.
Oh,
that's been my.
That's good.
This morning I was up at 5 a.m. And about 6:55. We put the baby in the stroller. She runs. I do the fast walking, and I did.
And you
three
watch her
miles
disappear in the distance.
Always. Anybody
smaller,
that's
smaller.
Anybody driving around Cocoonville would probably say, "Well, first of all, they'd say, where's that yellow line?" No, they would say. They must not like each other because Carla says, I'll see you in a little bit. And she will run ahead, then double back, then run the little thing with me. And she's got the odometer, so she tells me exactly where I have to turn around to come
pedometer,
back to the
isn't
house
it?
For my...
Yeah.
Well, she's got the whole app that tells her
okay.
the pedometer and everything like
yes.
that.
What
and
time is sun up down there? Do you, I mean, because that sounds like you'd almost be doing it in the dark. If
no,
you leave
sun
before
up down here is, sun up down here is 2:30 in the morning.
Wow. No wonder you have so much time on your hands.
So close to the equator.
Yeah, it is.
I was up at 5, did a lot of work for the show, and then you know, took some time to go out and do this. And so she didn't really cajole me to get out there and do the power walking, but I feel better when I do it, and I'm also eating 1,600 calories per day.
Whoa.
Which,
wow.
Which is, yeah, that's a, it's a, I
that
think
must
we have
be
passed,
brutal on your system.
It's not really, it's not. I mean, you, if you eat
well,
the right
how many
food,
calories do you usually eat? Be honest.
Well, here, it's interesting you bring
okay,
that up.
Perfect.
Because the New York Times had a an article that's making it all over Facebook. And let me just read some of it to you, okay? The nation's largest restaurant chains have made a big deal in recent years about introducing smaller portion sizes.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's eliminated the supersized menu, while TGI Fridays and others have introduced small plate items. Yet the restaurants have also been doing something else with less fanfare, continuing to add dishes so rich that a single meal often contains a full day's worth of calories.
Oh, wow.
And this is, I love stuff like this. And this
yeah.
the only time I'm going to read an article on this show is when it gives you something that's got facts and it's
detailed.
Right there.
It's tangible because you know what this is different than? This is different than McDonald's saying, you know what, in the next quarter, we're going to get more healthy.
Oh, yeah.
And you know
yeah.
what? They say it and then they don't do it. Except I
well,
think there's kale everywhere.
The Satis fries, not that great.
What are Satis fries?
I reflected. So what were the what chain had the Satis? Was it
Burger
McDonald's?
King. Burger King.
Oh, Burger King yeah. had the Satis fries. They were supposed to be healthy.
They were
right?
horrible.
What were they made of? Potato? They baked? How did they do
Olean.
It?
I don't know what they did.
Oh, Olean, Mike, will give you fecal urgency. That's the problem.
It reminded me of the fries from the cafeteria, but without the flavor. When
wow.
you're a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing about fries is you can get fries you know, with reasonable calories by... You can even take a product that you've got in the, you know, that's the pre-made kind that you get in the store, and you put them in the oven, and you can get a better product.
Still
but
not healthy for you.
Tater tots.
Sure. If you cut up a potato.
Bacon
no,
tater
see,
tots?
Because the tater tots have a coating on them.
Don't fry them.
Well, no, but if you don't deep fry
tater
them.
Tater tots have a coating on them.
So do Ore-Ida fries, so they crisp up when you put them in the oven.
Well, the Ore-Ida fries that have a coating on them, but there's a product there where they're regular fries with nothing on them that you can put
fries
in the oven.
Yeah, it's called
really
it's
healthy.
Called potatoes. That's what a fry is without a coating.
But there's a pre-made product that doesn't have all the goo on it like you get from Ore-Ida.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure it would bake up right.
This guy doesn't know about those.
It's not, but you don't really lower the calories significantly if you have a product that has a coating.
And if you're a real foodie or you have a love of fries like I do, you'll just eat more. You're like, I can eat more.
That's true.
Well, here's what Mrs. O'Mara has been doing. It's like training a dog. The way she has been training me. She has got me to a point where, you know, because Oscar says, how do you do when you've, you know, been me? How do you do the 1,600 calories? The fact is, with the 1,600 calories, it is, if I eat certain foods, it goes from being somewhat doable to excruciatingly hard because my body into this.
Let me ask, is it like when, if you know, and I'm a champion binge dieter, and when I do it, I'm not focused on the result or what I'm doing to help myself. I'm focused on when I cannot binge diet and go crazy. Is that it? That you focus on?
And you and I both lived that.
Yeah.
And it sucks because you explode.
Yep.
You explode. And, you know, we had a client that was very successful with weight loss.
Yep.
We all talked about him. And then once you stop doing it, you know, it's hard to make that transition they talk about. Are there people that can do it? Absolutely. And most fat people do this. Go check the stats for the Biggest
Loser.
And take
always.
A look at it. They get to the end of that and it's like, I'm off the television show now. I'm going to do that. And I looked at this fast food article, and I see how incredibly easy it is to just take in ridiculous amounts of calories.
Yeah.
And it went in. But the answer to your question, Oscar, is when I will eat a carb.
Yeah.
You know what carbs are to me? Carbs turn me into a wild animal. If I was to have, say, a handful, if I am feeding my son some goldfish, for example, and I take a little handful and eat about 10 of them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's like a little,
the little goldfish
bunch
crackers.
In the middle of your hand, and you pop it. You pop it like you would eat a snack. And suddenly, in my body, goes this tick, 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 tick. Oh, my God, I need more carbs, more. Your body reacts like that. That's what, at least that's what it does to me.
We actually had a guess on how many calories you, on average, would probably take in a day.
Before you were on the diet.
Yes.
Before what was the did you talk about this on the
show? No, we just passed a note.
Yeah,
we're in biology class.
Yes.
I won't tell you who guessed which.
That's a good move.
But one person guessed 7,000 calories a day, and one person guessed
That's Oscar. That's a douchebag.
You see, and that's
7,000.
That's really hard to assign because you know
7,000.
This was done so long ago. Who knows? And another person
Michael Phelps before the Olympics.
Another person guessed.
I'll have the eggs with the French toast and a side of roast beef, please. Thank you very much.
Another guess was 4,800, which was arrived at, I'm told, by tripling the 1,600 that you're on now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, the fact is that it is hard when you start. And then when you kind of figure out that the triggers are there, I guess my point is, and this is still relatively new to me, really following this to the letter, this came from a doctor. This came from a doctor who said, listen, the only way to do this is to eat 1,600 calories a day, get some reasonable exercise, and do that. And she said, if you could do that.
Which doctor
that's,
was it?
My colorectal surgeon. My colorectal
You've
surgeon.
Seen a lot of doctors.
That's true. Every doctor has an opinion,
which doctor
too.
Was it? She's the one I like the best. She's the one that I have the most respect for.
The one
she's
that you
also
trusted.
The one. And, well, she's the one that probably will be doing something to save my life eventually. So I think that's, you know, she's going to be taking care of the
old stomach stain.
The old cologne, you know.
Oh, yeah. Colon. Yeah.
That's what it is. But she.
Dr. Backdoor.
I told you the story. Didn't I tell you guys the story on the show about how I went in after she had told me that she wants to see me take off some LBs,
right?
And I knew that I was up.
You didn't tell us the story of what happened, though.
Every doctor puts you on a scale when you go in the office, and she opens the door, and there weren't even any pleasantries. She wasn't bitchy about it, but she was so matter-of-fact, and the door opens, and she comes, and she goes... So the thing about weight is that when you're doing and I listened to a 25-minute lecture that is without question, and I've had people tell me to lose weight before, was the finest talking to in a beautifully understated way that I ever got. And at that moment, I said, effing around with this at my age, with my son and with all this, it's really kind of foolish. And so I did that. And now the one thing people are going to say, the one place where I probably go outside the parameters is by having a couple of beers or a couple of glasses of wine.
That's the hardest. That is for me always the hardest.
Cases.
But that was also, that was discussed too. I'm still doing that and I am still losing weight. And,
good for you. You're beating the system, Mike.
I just don't know. I mean, it's just not something where, the problem I have with alcohol is it lowers your inhibitions the next day. And that's rough. It makes
metabolizes to sugar, and then you want sugar.
You have two drinks or three or one. It doesn't matter. Next day, you're probably going to have that moment where you're fighting, calorie cravings is a little bit tougher.
I would like to offer one tip that I found really helpful. When Robert was little, he used to eat the Goldfish crackers a lot, too. And to stay away from the mic, what we did is we switched. I started feeding him real Goldfish. The protein
you don't
is
go
great.
Near them anymore.
No. But they tickle, man.
And it's such a great job at parties. You know? It's fantastic.
Good luck, my friend.
Well, we will come back. I will give you the list of what our fast food industry is doing to us.
Oy.
And it really is stunning, and I think people would be shocked if they knew the calories that are in some of this stuff.
Okay.
And we'll tell you all about it when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. I got your body on my mind. I want it bad. Ooh, just the thought of you gets me so. Attention, attention. People who are smarter than me. If you are smarter than me, you're probably... Thank you. You are probably running... I'm doing a commercial here, you fathead.
Okay.
All right. I am trying to tell the people that are in the IT biz, the people that run security for companies, that they have an option here. Do you know that cyber attacks typically cost businesses $3.5 million? Stop the problem before it happens with SiteLock. SiteLock is the global leader in website security and provides protection for organizations of all sizes. Their comprehensive approach to website security and speed is what sets them apart from the competition, along with 24/7 U.S.-based phone support. SiteLock services keep your website fast and safe. So if you are somebody that is working in a business where internet security, website security is of paramount importance, and there aren't many businesses where that is not the case, we want you to pay attention to this. Their find, fix, and prevent solution makes SiteLock the only provider that you'll ever need for website security. SiteLock keeps your company's website from being blacklisted, and that keeps you search engines ranked up. That's the search engine rankings up. Don't be the next company that's in the news for being hacked. Call SiteLock.com today. SiteLock currently protects over 5 million websites. Shouldn't they protect yours?
Nice.
Don't prevent your business from doing business. To get your first month of SiteLock free, go to the SiteLock.com website, click on the banner in the top right-hand corner, and enter TMOS. That's SiteLock.com. Click the banner and enter TMOS, or call them right now at 844-598-0600. Thank you, SiteLock. We appreciate the business. Okay, getting back to it. So, Carla, right in the middle of, I forgot what the hell I was watching last night. I've been watching an old Letterman again, and I completely pulled away from it because this was fascinating to me to take a look at fast foods that, and by the way, I guess the industry standard is your standard allotment of calories for the average person should be 2,000 calories a day. That's what it's supposed to be.
I thought it was 1,500. No.
I think it is 2,000.
Interesting.
No, 1,500 would be, for the average person. No, you don't.
I remember that because I remember when I'm on a strict sort of diet.
Yes.
I know that I could get away with eating one number one meal for McDonald's, and that should be everything for the day.
That's the day.
That's the day.
What time of day do you put it?
Based on what I was reading last night, you're probably pretty accurate with that. With the meals at McDonald's and some of the fast, you usually would have to throw in like a shake to get to that 2,000
mark. That's just
too
much.
But it's one meal.
But when you want to,
Ralph will raise his hand.
Yeah, I mean, if you really want to be healthy, Mike, apply yourself. Drink that shake. Be a member of the Clean Plate Club.
Does anybody eat at Potbelly?
I eat at Potbelly.
I have in the past. There's none that are convenient to me now.
Manassas.
All right. You know those Nantucket Nectar's orange mango juices that they sell?
Yeah.
You've seen those, right?
Yeah. Sure.
That's 250 calories, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's 250.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Eighth of your daily intake in one drink.
Like this is what would be, Subway would call the 12-inch sub. This is a...
Not a
this
diet.
This is called
soda.
The. Let me see.
Do you think it's actually healthy for you?
Well, no, but you just said that. Mike, I'm sorry to derail here, but let's look into his mind for a second. You said there's 250
there are no calories.
Yeah, and you
I
said
meant, I would say like the but, sugar, the sugar.
But
that's
there's
in
no
there.
Sugar in a diet soda.
What's in it that makes you fat then? Well, I drink a lot of diet soda, and I don't look healthy when I drink a
they
lot of
say
it.
Stimulating your serotonin.
Yeah, I think
where
Mike
you
is right.
You want sugar. If you drink a diet soda, you're going to crave sugar because it is artificially
that's
imitating
what it is.
That sugar.
I thought it had some sort of sugar in it.
No, it has aspartame.
No, what it has in it is a ass load of sodium.
Yeah, that's
is that
true.
All salt?
Ridiculous
that's
amounts of salt.
Mm-hmm.
Salt that's in there. Orange mango juice, 250 calories. The big Italian sandwich with mayo. Here we go, 1,088 calories.
Why are you shocked by all of this?
That's the biggest sandwich.
I'm not shocked by it as much as I love the way this article laid it out, because to me it was actually very, very cool to look at this and realize one meal, because I'm counting. I've done diets, but I haven't religiously done the calorie counting. I always kind of avoided that.
So you never
so
had
calories or
you
know.
Never had the mindset to walk into a Potbelly, for example, and you know that you have to get the most boring sandwich ever to control your calorie count. You've never had
really,
that mindset.
I would walk in there and know that like an Italian cold cut sub
fair.
Is going to be high in calories.
And by the way, if you're putting mayonnaise on an Italian cold cut sub, you're of
ew.
No use to me.
Oh,
that's
now,
an
see,
oil and vinegar
all
thing.
All right, now
me.
We're going to go down another highway, fat boy, because I'm a fat boy too. We're both fat boys.
Yes.
I like mayonnaise on my Italian
sauce. On an
sauce.
Italian?
Oh, no. I like a mayonnaise on an Italian. What, do you just like the oil and vinegar
oil,
on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's the
is?
Way to go.
All right, well, anyway. So it's got...
I think if you put mayonnaise on it, that makes it an Irish sub.
Okay. I like mayonnaise on everything, even pancakes.
1,088.
Chips, 220, and a cookie, 420.
420 for the cookie?
Oh, skip the cookie, dude.
For the
oh,
cookie.
Man, when they're 50
skip
cents.
Skip the cookie. There's your two thou.
Wow.
Chipotle. We all eat at Chipotle.
Oh,
everybody's
great.
Eating at
Chipotle. Yesterday.
Used to be a regular stop for me. Here's what, and I always
not healthy for you.
Mistakenly thought that was why it was so packed, because it had that health factor.
Sure.
To it.
No, it's because, and I'm going to steal a line from Chad. Yeah. It's because every purple sweatpants wearing woman in the world thinks it's healthy, so they go and double down on Chipotle.
Yeah.
But they don't
absolutely.
Realize that it's not healthy.
Well, sour cream's not good for you.
Well,
no.
The thing is I think that the food that they have, the presentation is. It gives the notion of being healthy because it's all fresh and it's all cooked in front of you. But when they hand you something that literally feels like a boat anchor wrapped in foil, my thought when I leave Chipotle is not, this is healthy. It's, how are they selling me this much food by weight for $6? Somebody's losing money somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Carnitas burrito.
Now, carnitas, is that the one with pork?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
945.
Ooh, wow.
You would
almost
think
1,000 calories.
For yeah.
I stand corrected, Mike. This list is great.
I feel like you're getting a little more enlightened.
Oh,
now,
yeah, man.
So. Yeah, you didn't. I didn't know that.
Now, I get a burrito bowl with no rice, just a light on the beans, and I've got double chicken and maybe a little lettuce. That's
Chipotle
how you keep it
says burrito bowls
that
which
sounds
leave
like,
out.
Why would you even bother
it's
to
a
eat?
Salad.
All right. Yeah. You're going to need to calm down so I can share some
okay,
of this.
I'm sorry, Mike.
I was getting there. Chipotle says burrito bowls which leave out 300 calorie flour tortillas even outsell burritos. But unless you're going out of your way to minimize calories at these restaurants like Chipotle and Potbelly, you are going to eat far more than a meal is supposed to have. And
true story.
To get to the 2,000, you would have the carnitas burrito, chips and guacamole, a Coke. Incidentally, that's 276 calories for a regular Coke. I'm not even going to go to Shake Shack because I'm sick of hearing about Shake Shack.
You know, we're about
just printing money.
A Chipotle is opening, I think, in the next 2 weeks in Leesburg, so I look forward to seeing some of the ladies at back to school night.
What's Chad calling purple sweatpant wearing ladies?
Yeah. And they'll all be at the sixth grade concert. Hello, ladies.
Hey, look at that. Juicy on your ass. Yeah, yes, sir. Now, here's another myth that I'm going to do, because I didn't know this, I swear to God.
Okay.
I figure you have a nice lean steak, like a strip steak
sure.
or a piece of meat.
Sirloin.
Now, a ribeye is probably a little fattier, but mm-hmm. I had no idea. Like, if you were to roll in and get yourself one of those massive steaks at an upscale steakhouse like Ruth's Chris,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
a cowboy ribeye steak is 1,690 calories.
What?
Wow.
If you ate that with a martini. That would be 230 calories, and then, Pony, you would be done eating for the day. Yeah. That would be your calories.
And you can tell when Pony's eating because you can see the outline of the olive in his waist.
Why does a ribeye have so much calories?
The fattier part.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's fat, and I think they're the – I have argued with people for you. Ah, that's the best steak to cook on the grill. Bull.
No.
Absolute bull. You want a steak, get a fillet or get a strip steak.
Question
that's
for
what
you.
I say.
Do you ever order a ribeye?
Or get that stuff that Oscar makes. What's that? That flank steak that you
the
like
flank
to make.
Steak so is
that,
awesome. Carne asada.
Do you ever
just got to prepare it more.
Do you ever eat a ribeye? I think it's too oily. I don't like the flavor of it.
I hate it.
Oh, good. Okay,
really
we're on the same
ribeye.
We're on the same page there.
I
same
don't
plate.
Don't like a really good ribeye.
Rolfo's all in on the ribeyes.
Robo, you like the ribeyes?
I love it so much.
You know what?
Why does he always sound insincere? No matter what he said. Oh, I love it so much.
You know, when
I
Rolfo
really
dies.
Do. I love it so much.
When
I
Rolfo dies, ribeye. He's going to yield about 8 or 10 great ribeyes.
Oh, they're it, fatty, all right.
Yeah. Is it your favorite steak, Rolfo?
Yeah, it's my go-to when I go out to a steakhouse. I love that game.
So get ready, folks. He'll be there at 12:30 today.
Pony, when you go out to a steakhouse, your go-to is the martini, correct?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
And shrimp cocktail singular, one shrimp.
Got it here. Hold on. Let me see where it is here. It says martini, 230 calories.
Yeah.
You know, and that's another thing when they talk about the,
well,
you know, the,
you know
the
that.
Alcohol,
the booze.
The booze, that's a lot of calories right there.
But also, I think what you said earlier, Mike, is that the booze is more, the problem is it lowers your inhibitions and makes you want to eat wrong.
In the metabolism. Right.
Yeah.
So they go on and on, but with the single dishes getting you your calories for the day. Those are the meals. Like you can have this and that, and it adds up to that. But they also have single meals and single servings of an item.
Oh, cool.
That can give you your calories for the day. Let me give you the single dish because this is one that is so gross. I'm looking at this right now. It is, everybody's been to the Cheesecake Factory, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
big portions.
The
big
Louisiana
portions.
Chicken pasta.
I've seen it on the menu.
All right. It's not news. Cheesecake Factory serves some very high-calorie dishes, but the numbers can still be jarring.
Yes.
Ordering the Louisiana chicken pasta is just one of many ways to get more than 2,000 calories in not just a single meal, but a single dish.
Wow.
In fact, it's substantially more. 2,370 calories, which means you can leave food on the plate and still go over your daily.
Must be delicious.
Quota.
Wow. The hard part is finding the Louisiana chicken to cook.
It is pasta with a cream sauce covered by fried chicken tenders.
Oh. Look, if you're going to splurge.
You know, you got to listen up, Rob, because Rolfo, Gary Stein and Tony Perkins eat at the Cheesecake Factory all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, right. And we need to keep them healthy because they're under the Moore umbrella now, so maybe they should consider a salad.
I wonder if Tony really he must work out all the time because he's in good shape, Tony Perkins.
Who, Tony? He never works out.
He just has metabolism.
He just has good genes, yeah.
Man,
Gary works out all the time, and it's a nightmare going to a restaurant with him. He just he just dissects the menu. He asks if things have nuts in them.
Oh no!
He talks about how he eats salmon every week, and it's just no fun.
Wow, that is just amazing. Over 2,000 calories for one dish. All right, you ready for your beverage?
That's yeah,
gonna
please.
Give you your calories. This is the calories of the day. It is the you've been to Sonic. We all have been to
sure,
Sonic,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Sonic's peanut butter caramel pie. Wait a minute. Hold on. Peanut butter caramel pie shake.
Hold on a second. You're saying this has a lot of calories?
Yeah, it's 2,090 calories.
Man.
For
oh
one milkshake.
Wow.
God,
rather
that is
amazing. I'd get a meal.
Well, if you have that shake, you're going to shake from diabetes is the problem.
the large peanut butter malt
cut off the toe.
Or the peanut butter fudge shake will do it. And the banana cream pie malt will come close. 2,000 calories without a single bite of food. Unless, of course, you count the cherry on top.
I'm getting really hungry
when
all
you
of a sudden.
Mentioned that this is the large shake, I'm wondering how many people trundle off to Sonic and order the small peanut butter pie shake. I don't think that's a that's a big segment of the population. I think they're
well,
always...
Well, you know, I used to go down to, what's the place in Manassas that was the
hospital?
Cream
the McDonald's?
Not Klein's, the hospital. No, it was, what the hell was it called?
Oh, the one that's one block up from Klein's, and it's better.
Was it Nathan's?
Yep.
Yeah, Nathan's. That's it.
It was Nathan's.
You
it's
took
not
me
the
there once.
And they had the mint chocolate chip shake where they used mint chocolate flavored
ice
custard
cream.
Or something like that, or ice cream, and then they would put the magic shell in it. And I asked for extra magic shell.
Well, yes, Mike, it's interesting you say that. And I know we're coming up on a break. I just read a case study in school that talked about how one of these fast food establishments, they were figuring out why they were selling kind of an inordinate amount of milkshakes. And they had a team go out and interview the people walking in throughout the day to when the milkshakes were being bought.
Right.
And they realized that people were buying milkshakes in the morning to wake up, just to get like that sugar and wake up. And because they would stop people and they would ask them, say, hey, you know, you're just buying a milkshake when you come into this restaurant. And
right.
They would say, yeah, I just need something to wake me up. So they developed.
Do you guys remember when I used to come back from the edge and get the ice cream cone?
And sit in the elementary school parking lot?
I thought about you, Mike, when I was reading this case. I thought about you and I said, of course. People are dragging ass. They
right.
said, I need something to wake me up. And
that's
maybe
it.
They don't drink coffee, but they'll get a shake. So this restaurant created a whole line of morning shakes. Because people were going in to buy them.
And Mike, the people got so fat they passed away, and then they started a new line of morning shakes, but it was M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. This is the perfect drink to take to a funeral.
Have the black grape. Yes,
right. Oreo cookie with chocolate ice cream.
The black grape shake. The black grape shake.
But that's how it's amazing how people were just going in.
Wow.
They noticed a small uptick in sales, and then they had a team go out and talk to people why they were walking in buying them.
To
morning.
Get the rush, but
yes.
There's the crash after the rush.
Yeah, but
always,
they didn't care. You know? They were just like, we're selling more shakes.
Wow.
And of course, as the guys know on the show, when I used to come in from the edge doing the morning show and then doing the podcast, my crash would occur about halfway through the show.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's when I really said, shut up, Buzz! But anyway, that's
you bounce back happen. In the audio vault. It was nice.
It was the news. It was about the right time.
I always would. All right, let me give you the old standbys before we get out of
all
here.
Right.
Hold on just a second. The old standby, Burger King. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go, because this was
I
a go-to
Burger
for
King,
me.
Man.
A double Whopper with cheese, which was my burger of choice.
Double right. was too much for me, but okay, continue.
Double was too much for me. So a lot of times I would just get a little beef patty and put salsa on it. And lettuce, lots of lettuce.
I deserve that.
Double Whopper with cheese. And, you know, in my convoluted way of thinking when I would do that, saying, well, it's more protein if you get the two patties of all American ground beef.
And that cheese, let me tell you.
Yeah. Double Whopper with cheese, 1,070 calories.
Oh,
wow,
man.
About half your day right there.
Onion rings to go with it, 410 calories, and a vanilla milkshake, 550.
I love when you reveal something like the onion ring calorie, and I look over and Rob Ford just shrugs, like, sounds about right.
Well, the beautiful thing about...
That's it. That's what I like.
The wonderful thing about Burger King, if you're going to indulge,
right,
is that if you get fries or onion rings, you have a good 30% chance that you will find a fry or an onion ring, a rogue one. Which
yes.
In your little basket.
Yes, a little nugget.
I might also have won the lottery when that happens. I said, well, I
get
want
so
one
excited.
Of these.
Yeah. Oh,
really?
That's a different fried product. That's a different. That is a portion of an onion ring. Yes. Hallelujah.
Gonna go home and play the lottery. It's
lucky,
my day.
Lucky me.
Okay, here's McDonald's crispy chicken sandwich with bacon. See, there's how they get you.
Sure.
750 calories. Fries, and it looks to me to be the standard large order fries, not the super size.
Oh, the red holster, Mike.
The red holster, not the one in the paper bag, and
right.
not the longer red holster. Are we experts? Yes, we are.
Yeah, we've done it before.
That's 340, and then the Coke is 200, and the McFlurry with Oreos, 690 calories.
Man.
The ice cream products just bone you.
And you
completely.
Know what? The McFlurry is not that great a product.
No.
Should
it's
not
better.
Worth
should
it.
Be better. Should
it
be.
Yeah, should be. For the calorie count, it should be much better.
And the way they sold it when it first came out, I was like, oh, this is going to be the best. And it wasn't.
Yep.
It just wasn't.
And we wrap it all up here with Wendy's Baconator Cheeseburger.
Oh, it's a good burger, man.
Baconator Cheeseburger.
I love Wendy's.
I'd like the Baconator Cheeseburger, please, at 940 calories. Jesus Christ. Oh,
940? Is it worth every calorie?
No, I think I'd go about 820 on that.
It's the 940 calories. Then they have the potato. That's how they try to be healthy, with bacon and cheese. That is 520 calories.
Man.
And here's another thing. The Caesar salad, not healthy, 250 calories with that. I mean, healthier if you just add
yeah,
that.
Out of all of those things. Yeah.
And then throw in your regular, your supersized large Coke, 320 calories,
they're
and it's off to the mortician's
soda.
Office, guys.
Oh, that'll be nice.
That's your calorie count. Hope everybody
Thanks,
was
Mike.
Jotting this information down today. We're going to take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Siri, and I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about Rob Spuak's bag. Rob loves a lot of things, but what he loves more than anything is having listeners fill up his bag week after week with wonderful messages. Would you be a sweetie and drop him a message for his bag? Send it right along to Rob at MikeOMaraShow.com. Don't forget the two B's. Then, every Wednesday, who knows, Rob might reach into his bag and pick out a message from Y. Oh, you, please, help Rob with his bag. Would you like to know where Avengers Age of Ultron is playing near you?
Do you know who sent that promo?
Who did that? Our listeners are kicking ass this week.
Our dear friend Miss Cappy Pfeiffer produced that promo.
Oh my God, wow. Cappy, that
brilliant.
Is fantastic.
Fantastic.
Great work.
Wow. Oh my nice. God, that was great. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Nice.
Brought to you by Blinds.com. It's getting hot outside. Wouldn't it be nice to keep the cool inside and save on your AC bills? It's time to talk to the experts at Blinds.com for the look you want at a price you'll love. Been telling you how I loved it. I love my shutters in my kitchen, and I love the blinds that I just put up in my bedroom. I worked with Josh. He's my personal design consultant. He made it an absolute snap, and their SureFit guarantee means that installation is always perfect, even if you measure wrong. Blinds.com will even set you up with a professional installer if you prefer. Hurry over to Blinds.com, where you'll find great discounts all the time with your favorite brands and upgrades on sale. I talk about it all the time because I love them, and I love the way that people treat you at Blinds.com. Really, rarely do you get this kind of customer service where it's they really give a damn, and
they
I
do.
Love it. They'll set you up with a professional installer like they did with me if you prefer that. Hurry over to Blinds.com. You'll find great discounts all the time with your favorite brands and upgrades on sale. You got to see the value that's waiting for you. As always, get free color samples, free shipping, and free expert decorator advice, plus prices that crush store prices. Best of all, customer service that will genuinely make you smile. These guys love their job, and you'll love them right back. Blinds.com, as seen in Mike O'Mara's kitchen, and now those beautiful blackout blinds where Mrs. O'Mara is sleeping right now.
News. Oh, news!
I love it. I love that he gives updates on what his wife is
I know.
What was that? I missed that. Sorry.
Like, you love that you give the updates of her napping. We've actually got a schedule for her on a lighted Lucite board in the studio now.
Fantastic.
Rob, move the pin to sleeping.
She'll be very well rested today. God love her. That's good. She might not even be napping. I might be throwing her under the bus.
Nah, fairly. I'm sure she is.
It's shocking that this rumor took more than a week to get going, but here it is. Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn may have broken up over Tiger cheating. You know,
oh, at the Players Championship?
He's out there.
Well, he's trying to get his mojo back.
No, not the golf cheating, Rob. Cheating on his
oh,
lover.
He's being yeah. emotionally unavailable. And
banging
that's,
another woman, Rob.
Man
Spurak.
Is
hey,
only
not okay.
As faithful as his options. Chris Rock said it best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
can only say no so many times.
Mm-hmm.
So far, the only proof we have is a source talking to the not always reliable British tabloids, so we don't know. This source says Tiger had a one-night stand after he was eliminated from the Farmers Insurance Open in February. Well, I guess if he got kicked out of the Farmers, he wanted to find another farmer field to plow.
Oh.
Ooh.
Sorry. The source he said, actually, Mike, that she was unimpressed by his short game.
He actually confessed to Lindsay. But obviously, that didn't win him any points. The source says, quote, it wasn't with anyone special. He really wanted Lindsay to be the one, but he blew it again. He can't help himself. He's got an addiction. He relapsed. We may not even know the truth about that
wow.
probably ever. So if it's true, it sucks, but we'll have to wait and see. If he's doing that, you know, Tiger, if you're going to have relationships, that's going to probably haunt you for
yeah, and always
your entire
find days. Someone that can keep a secret.
Well, no, but he admitted it.
What do you mean?
According to the source.
Yeah, but he got Lindsay. Caught. Right.
Well, it doesn't. It's unclear.
No one just. Oh, who does that?
Pony
no
would
just,
I
do
don't
that.
Think if oh, you're yeah. Tiger Woods and you're going to have a steady relationship yeah. with somebody that doesn't gonna isn't going to like it if you cheat, you got any options whatsoever because you're Tiger Woods. You bang somebody, somebody's going to hear about it. That's
yeah,
the way it's going to go.
Sure
down.
Enough.
You got to go international.
There's been speculation about Grey's Anatomy ending for years now, and things weren't looking good for Castle either. But yesterday, ABC announced both are coming back next season. Does anybody care about any
Castle?
Of
decent
you
show.
Like Castle?
I think it's for senior citizens, but that's just me.
An ABC boss said, quote, I'd like to see them run for many, many years to come. Grey's creator Shonda Rhimes has great plans for next season and many years beyond. The other shows that ABC is bringing back will give you the positives today.
Please.
2020, America's Funniest Home Videos, American Crime, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, Beyond the Tank. What the
hell that's,
is that?
That's follow-up stories for Shark Tank.
Okay.
Another cheap reality programming
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
Barbara
yeah, yeah.
Corcoran, Mike.
I saw that, yeah.
Mm. Blackish, Dancing with the Stars, Fresh Off the Boat, Gallivant, The Goldbergs. You like that one, right, Rob?
Yeah, that's good. That's narrated by Patton, and also it's got Jeff Garland in it. It's a pretty funny show.
How to Get Away with Murder, Last Man Standing, Marvel's Agent Carter. Do you watch the comic book show?
Or it's all right. It's not as great as Daredevil on Netflix, by the way. You should check that out.
Carter.
Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Isn't Patton involved with that one, too?
I believe he was in it and was killed, wasn't he?
Oh, I don't know if he was killed.
The Middle, Modern Family, Nashville, Once Upon a Time, Scandal, Secrets and Lies, and Shark Tank.
I am late to the table, but, man, Middle is the funniest sitcom. It is the greatest show. It
really?
Is like it is written like Roseanne. This is a regular family,
really?
But it's not off the charts like Roseanne was. It's believable, and even though it has Patricia Heaton in it, Mike, I think you would actually like this show.
Mm. Okay,
it's very, very good.
I love this story. Director, producer, and writer Lee Daniels is one of the leading voices for black people in entertainment, thanks to movies like Precious and The Butler. I loved The Butler.
Why
The Butler?
A great movie.
Why The Butler got screwed by the I have no earthly idea. I thought The Butler was fantastic.
Mike, the Academy shut it out based on the notion of John Cusack being Nixon.
Oh God, you did. You identified the weak link.
But it was a fascinating movie.
A great movie. I haven't seen it.
Oh, you gotta watch it.
Oh, check it out. I thought it was fantastic.
Set in our hometown.
Nice. He's got a Fox show, Empire, too. You've seen that one.
Right.
That's very famous. At least some of that success may be due to a lack of diversity. He tells The Hollywood Reporter, quote, I don't. Is somebody dragging like something?
I know it was me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got to oil the mic stand.
No, he
okay.
Mike, he got a single beef patty from Burger King and he dropped it.
He tells The Hollywood Reporter, quote, I don't know what gives me more pleasure, watching my story unfold or going in and watching a room full of black people talking for me and writing words for black people. Okay, I understand what he's saying. And he writes, quote, this is kind of naked reverse racism here.
Right.
I hate white people writing for black people. It's so offensive. So we go out and look specifically for African-American voices. Yes, it's all about reverse racism. He tells it like it is.
Wow,
and
he owns it.
For some reason, I'm okay. I think he does a really, really good job with his projects, and I'm a white dude, and I think it's fine.
You know what? If you look at it in the broadest terms of all, would you expect someone who knows nothing about airlines to write appropriate dialogue for a pilot? You wouldn't.
No.
You have to have someone who understands the situation for it to be accurate and real. So.
And I like his work, and I hope he keeps making great movies. ABC is bringing The Muppets back to prime time. Yay!
I don't know. I've got a good feeling about this.
They say now that it will be. This is the only thing that I'm. You know, I like me the little kids thing when they mix with the adult humor.
Yeah, yeah.
They say it will be more adult with a mockumentary style like The Office.
Have you seen the trailer?
I'll watch that.
Have you seen the trailer?
I have not seen the trailer.
It's pretty funny. One of the issues they addressed is Fozzie Bear dating a real life woman.
That's right. They said that in here.
Oh,
Fozzie Bear has a human girlfriend. Kind of like Ted, whole Ted.
Yeah,
bar.
Exactly.
I can't wait.
Yeah, well, it's mentioned here. The trailer looks really awesome. There's definitely more grown-up content, including jokes about pot use, tasteful nudity, and interspecies relationships.
What a great idea.
And you know, it does.
Well, I mean, it's the Ted thing. It's the Ted thing.
It makes sense. I believe Sesame Street premiered in 1969, which means their core audience is now in their 40s.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've all got
That's
kids.
Super smart.
It is smart programming. I hope this is great.
And now my tribute to New England. Tom Brady's balls may be deflated, but his supporters don't seem to have that problem. Some Patriots fans set up a GoFundMe page to pay out the team's $1 million Deflategate fine. And as of last night, they'd reached nearly $13,000. There's something good to spend your money on. The morons behind this insanity say, quote,
We obviously know we won't reach $1 million. However, we do believe the fine is bull-ass and want to help any way we can. So whatever is donated will be donated to the New England Patriots to help with the fine. If enough is made to make the travel, we'll fly down there on our own expense and deliver the check in person.
Yeah, sounds wicked smart.
Sounds like a
wicked
morning show.
On the flip side, some Jets fans spent their money buying up billboards that say, Tom Shady.
That is hilarious.
Meanwhile, New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning says that when he heard about Deflategate, he tried throwing some underinflated balls out of curiosity. There was a, quote, noticeable difference, but he says he's not sure if it would create an advantage, because he doesn't want to interfere with anything other than, thanks, Eli.
I'm shady.
It's really helpful. And now a little something-something. I guess if you're going to have sex with a car, you might as well go for a fancy one. On Sunday afternoon, a guy in Thailand spotted a white Porsche Boxster, Porsche Boxster parked in a garage. And he very casually walked up behind it. He drops his pants, he squats, and he starts having sex with it. Then he walks around the front. He starts humping the front, too. You couldn't really see when he walked around the front. I don't know what he was humping.
Well, the front's the trunk.
The front's the, yeah, but
sure,
it wasn't open, and he couldn't, but he was, it was closed. He thought he was alone, but he didn't realize the security camera was recording the entire time. I know this may seem shocking, but it's not uncommon. In fact, it's one of the reasons Oscar Santana has to have a chaperone when he visits a Tesla showroom.
I'd help with Tesla.
Yes. You know what's amazing, Mike? I saw that story and looked into it. Chrysler doesn't even offer that option.
There you go. Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls and ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
On our show this week, it's broadcasting icon Donnie Simpson. So when you were 15 on the radio, was it the voice we know now?
Yeah, yeah. My voice changed the summer between 7th and 8th grade. I come back the next semester with this heavy voice, and it was always problematic for me because I would always get in trouble trying to whisper in the back of the room, and there was, Donnie, you know your voice carries. Well, I don't know, you just could never whisper, but
right. I'm still waiting for my voice to change. I'm waiting for it to drop.
Oh, you got some pliers here? I'll pick
the Tony Perkins Show.
That is a great show. Thanks for the heads up on that, Oscar. And Tony Perkins with Donnie Simpson. Donnie Simpson, another fan of CBS Radio.
Oh, yesterday. Yeah. It's nice when people can part nicely.
Isn't it wonderful? Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Amazon. You know, you've heard us talk about our Amazon page for a long time now. I want to take a moment to have you really listen. We all shop on Amazon. Here's the deal. Anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a little percentage of it. Not much, but it does add up, and it is a huge engine financially that helps keep the Mike O'Meara Show rolling along. We've always said that our listeners are like partners in our business. We do need your help. It's been a long time since I've mentioned Amazon.
Yes.
We have a lot of great advertisers, and Amazon is a program where they call it an affiliate program, and they give us a little taste if you buy something on Amazon, and it doesn't affect your purchase price at all. But if you shop Amazon through the Mike O'Meara Show page, it is a great way to do it, and we let you do it through the app as well. Yes, Oscar?
Also, I was on there yesterday, and if you have Prime, and that's a lot of people do,
sure,
you can get anything shipped to your house for free.
Yeah.
Anything. Yep, I'm talking about, like, cartoon-sized TVs.
Elephants, Mike.
Anything.
I ordered a TV through Amazon and had it shipped to the house. It was
for free.
Fantastic.
It's amazing.
The next time you need to buy anything, go to MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon, bookmark it, or click the Amazon button on our website, or click on the shopping cart icon on our app. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. Really, we want to get I hate to do this because I only do this on the air, but Oscar, how are our Amazon numbers? How are we doing with Amazon?
People are doing their due diligence.
That's the first
time I can say that.
Wow. Yeah. That's a positive. Yes. That's fantastic.
Keep
All right,
shopping.
Well, bring it on.
Yeah, keep it up.
Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, May 13, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Mike, her name is Louise Benito, and she turned 102. How about that? Wouldn't you love to be that old someday? And she went to blow out. They didn't put... Oh, Louise.
Oh, no.
Her lifestyle finally caught up with her, Mike.
Louise!
Now, the thing is, when you get to be 102, you don't put 102 candles on your cake. Mm-mm. That's just silly. You buy the candle that says one and the candle that says zero and
you
the candle
that says
two. You see
my Facebook page. I got my Momo up there with 95 in back. Yeah. Oh, cool. Candle. My sister's Perfect. Holding it up. It's very cute.
Now, but the problem is when Louise went to blow out her candles, her dentures came out.
Oh, dear.
We do have audio of it. I invite you to go to our Facebook page, The Mike O'Mara Show, to look at the video because it's brief and quite telling. But happy birthday, Louise Benito.
Blow it out.
That is great.
Yeah, I'll just have ice cream, please. Do you remember some months ago there was a video? It looked like a reporter, maybe an outtake, maybe it accidentally went on the air when he said, and I'll clean it up a little bit. I would like to F her in that.
Yeah,
you remember that?
I remember that.
Well, now they proved it was a hoax, okay? But it's gotten some viral legs, and now people try to say it to reporters when they're in live settings. Mm-hmm. This is at a Toronto soccer game. I believe the team is the Toronto FC. A guy says it, and the lady goes after him. And it's pretty great stuff.
2-1 is better than...
Hey. Hold on. Were you guys waiting around to see if you could F her and the pee me live on TV?
Yes.
Is that what you were waiting?
Not you, but yes.
You were, seriously? Can I ask why you would want to do something like that?
I feel like it's quite substantial.
Ready.
No, seriously. Well, I mean, it's a disgusting thing to say. It's degrading to women. And
but where else are you going
to
do it?
You would humiliate me on live television?
Not you.
Are you actually filming this?
Well, because, you know, when I'm sick of this, I get this every single day, 10 times a day by rude guys like
you. I'm sick of it. I don't care what
Treat.
You say.
Well, it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with anyone else.
When you talk into my microphone and say that into my camera to viewers at the station I work at, it is disrespectful and degrading to me.
I don't care.
Okay, why is it so funny, though?
Now, the thing that's so great about this is that...
By the way, those funny guys that did that on camera,
yeah.
I believe two of them have already lost their jobs.
Oh. Yep.
And there's one guy that was banned. You got to put that for him. And one of them was banned for life. Or maybe banned for a year from the venue where they...
Banned for life.
It's that mob mentality, Mike.
Banned for life. So,
always follow the mob when you've been drinking. It'll always result in something good. Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. Let's say you're the front guy of a band, like a wedding band that does events like that. And your name of your band is called Phase 5.
All right.
And you get a call to be booked for a graduation party. And you say, we can't really do it. It's not our thing. You finally get talked into it. You show up. Turns out that the graduation guy, his mom is named Nancy Chevelle. All right, she's married to Paul McCartney.
Oh wow!
They get talked into doing this gig. They show up unawares. Paul is at the party, and they get to perform a song with Paul McCartney. Pretty cool gig when you just show up and Paul says, I'd like to do a song with
you. How do they not? So he's married to
Nancy Chevelle.
Yeah.
And she's not really known. And this is her son's graduation party.
Ah, I got it.
And they show up and all of a sudden Paul's there. Not too shabby. Pretty good
and
gig
they
for them.
No idea that Sir Paul is going to be there.
No.
That's very, very
pretty
cool.
Nifty.
Very cool.
Now, what's not cool is a Canadian named Leonard Delaney. And he does a thing where he writes erotic fiction based on office supplies. Now, stay with me. He said he was inspired by 50 Shades of Grey. And this story is about Clippy. Do you know who Clippy is?
Yeah, Clippy the Wonder Pug.
No, Clippy is the little paperclip that pops up in Microsoft Office and offers to help you. Here's Clippy. Erotic fiction from Canada about Clippy.
Clippy extended the outer loose end of his paperclip-like body. Looks like you're navigating a dangerous surface. Would you like some assistance with that? She sighed and easily hopped over the rocks and found herself at the bottom of a ridge.
She's gonna bone a paperclip.
There's an opening, she said. Yeah. It leads below the vessel where we found you, Clippy. Do you know what's down there? I am an office assistant. Can I assist you with your letter? Christy cleared some rocks away from the opening and eased herself inside. She emerged into a cavern pitched with blackness. She had come prepared. She reached for her tool belt, the weight of which was pulling her jeans down so that her red panties peeked over the edge. When she turned on her flashlight, she found Clippy in front of her, his camera eyes aimed at her waistline. For once, he didn't say anything. A small portion of her annoyance at the situation somehow turned to excitement.
That's the story of Clippy.
And what, by the way, what, Brooklyn is in Canada now?
That's how he reads. You can pick that up for $2.99.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, it is. And we close, Mike, we've never done this before. We close the audio vault with Paul Schaefer, who had a funny story because President Clinton was on with Letterman last night.
This was something that actually happened. You know, President Clinton is going to be on the show today. Everybody's excited about it. I happen to be going back up
so high
after my rehearsal in the elevator. I found myself in the elevator alone with a member of his advance team, a young gal, maybe in her late 20s.
Right.
And the elevator door closes. She's going up to check out his dressing room, I guess, before he comes.
Sure.
And she looks at me and she says, you work here?
We can't get off the air fast enough.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That is good stuff. Now I'll do this. There we go. We're out of here. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. By the way, go to our page, our Facebook page for the Mike O'Mara Show to see that old lady blowing out those candles. That is the funniest
thing
I've
seen in a
long time.
You got a chance to see it? Great.
Yeah, it's great. If you want to correspond with us, send a package or letter to Mike O'Mara Show, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, we rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Whoa, wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Yo-ho!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.